Welcome to Keystone's TFSA Tutorial Series Lesson 6, TFSA versus RRSP. In previous lessons, we introduced the tax-free savings account and the many benefits of using it. In this lesson, we are going to compare the TFSA to its widely used alternative, the Registered Retirement Savings Account, also known as the RRSP. Most have heard of the RRSP. It has a much longer history than the TFSA. Both are registered investment accounts providing tax benefits to users. However, unlike the TFSA, which is a tax-free account, the RRSP is a tax-deferred account. The way a tax-free account works is investors contribute to their portfolio with after-tax dollars and then are exempt from paying any additional tax on those contributions or any income or capital appreciation generated within the account. For a tax-deferred account like an RRSP, investors contribute with pre-tax dollars, with any capital and any investment returns being shielded from any taxation until the time that is withdrawn from the account. Any withdrawals from an RRSP are treated as normal income in that tax year and taxed accordingly. To illustrate how this works, in a regular investing account, you contribute to your portfolio with after-tax money, and realized gains and income are taxed on an annual basis as it is generated. For the TFSA, money is taxed before contribution, but at no time afterwards. For the RRSP, money is taxed only when it is withdrawn, but at no time beforehand. So, which is better? Well, that depends on how your personal tax rate changes between the time you make contributions and when you make withdrawals. If your tax rate is higher at contribution and lower at withdrawal, then the RRSP is better because the money would be taxed at a lower rate. The opposite is true for the TFSA, which provides the best advantage if your tax rate is lower when contributions are made. For many people, the contribution period will be primarily during their earning years, and the withdrawal period will be during retirement. It might seem reasonable to assume that your personal tax rate would be lower in retirement, but that may not necessarily be the case. Tax rates are difficult to predict, especially for people that won't be retiring anytime soon. Many investors may also find themselves generating more income than they expect in retirement. The difference in tax rates may have a lot to do with where you are in your current income life cycle. There are also additional considerations that need to be taken into account. One feature that makes the TFSA attractive is its flexibility with respect to contributions, withdrawals, and recontributions. Another thing to consider is that because the RRSPs tax any withdrawals as regular income, investors do not receive any type of tax break on capital gains like they would in a regular investing account. For this reason, if you have a portfolio that generates a lot of capital gains, then the RRSP is probably not the best option. For some people, one of the most important distinctions between TFSAs and RRSPs is that because RRSP withdrawals are treated as income, they will count against any income-tested government benefits, such as OAS or medical. TFSA withdrawals will not count against these benefits. It is important not to overthink the TFSA versus the RRSP debate. There's no single answer as to which is best, as each account has its strengths and weaknesses. Ideally, investors would be able to utilize both plans, but the most important thing is to take full advantage of whatever tax reduction vehicles you are provided by the government.